Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Tea, our second week. We're so excited that you're here. Week one was fun.
Yeah.
It's been really fun hearing about people watching and kind of giving their notes on things or kind of wanting to know more about it.
Yeah.
Every time somebody tells me that they watched it or listened, I'm like, you did?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
That people listen?
Yeah, in a way.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of shocking to me. And obviously, like, the whole point is that we want people to listen and watch. But
that's why I'm like, you're shocked?
It's no.
Like the whole point.
I mean, honestly, but it is just kind of like, once it's out there into the internet or the abyss, it's just kind of like, are people actually going to watch or care or listen?
And they did.
And they did.
Yay, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And some people gave us notes. Yeah. So people gave us notes.
Okay.
I have my own notes.
Okay.
So, and I think you have your own notes.
Yeah. So we'll call this segment episode one.
At a glance.
At a glance. If you don't watch episode one, go and watch episode one.
Yeah.
Because and then you're gonna be confused.
Then you'll understand.
Yeah. You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing that I noticed through this time that I'm noticing at this time of my life. Mm-hmm. Okay. I kind of repeat you a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of like your emphasizer.
You are. Yeah. You do that in real life.
I do.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I do that to other people as well, because that's so annoying.
I think you do.
I hate that about me now.
In an annoying way.
Yeah.
Like a fun.
And like a supportive way.
Supportive way.
Which, honestly, this weekend, I heard several times that, I don't know if they were trying to say that I'm really animated. Or very just, like, overly extra in my, like, responses.
Yeah.
It kind of made me feel really insecure.
Oh,
really
do that.
Coming, like, and they didn't mean, I think they were meaning, I think they just never met anyone like me.
They haven't met me.
Yeah. And so, I was already kind of feeling insecure about being overly supportive. I've really emphasizing because after watching and listening back. Anyways, now
I don't think you need that kind of negativity.
I know. And like they were, it wasn't like a negative thing, but it was just like, I think that they just had never been around someone that was like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I think they said that they made their own beans. And I was like, wow.
How do you make beans? You grow beans.
No, they make their own, like, refried beans. And, like, for me, I'm not putting that work in. Like, I'm not putting
really
that. And I just found that to be so amazing.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of, like, what came across. And so I was already kind of feeling, anyway, so it's fine.
I don't think that that's something that you should stop doing.
I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop.
The world needs
more.
If everybody was like that. There'd be less war.
What a wonderful place this would be if we were all just a little bit more uplifting and encouraging.
Positive encouraging.
Caleb.
Yeah. I was listening to Caleb on the way here. Okay. Any more notes?
I have a bunch. What would be my other top? I just want to give one more.
Okay.
The pride that I felt whenever I saw our icon, like, on Spotify, I cannot explain it. I cannot put it into words. That is a journey in itself. If anyone out there is going to send a DM asking how to start a podcast, I have no idea. I don't know how I got there. It was a lot. There was so many tabs open in my computer of how to do this and how to get it there that by the end, it was just a miracle that was there. So you're just going to Google it.
Google it. Watch some TikToks.
Yeah.
I didn't do any of that.
Yes.
And so I appreciate your hard work and dedication.
Thank you so much.
I have one note.
Okay.
Well, I probably did have more notes, but one note really, and that
stuck out to you.
That was the comment that I made about it's not all about religion when we were talking about Taylor Swift. And I just wanted to explain what I meant by that. And what I meant by that is that obviously Taylor Swift is not a faith-based artist. And
yeah.
We know this.
Yeah.
And that's just what I meant. In my personal life, I would say, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think
help me out here because we talked about it.
I know we talked about it, and whenever she said that, I knew exactly what she meant. And actually, by the way, I did bring that to the board of a couple okay. other people that actually don't even like Taylor Swift.
And they knew what I meant.
Which is wild that we were having this conversation. But I know. And you know what? That's on growth. Anyways, I brought that to the board and I had asked them about your comment about that. Yeah. Like, how did they take it?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I knew exactly what she meant.
Okay, good.
And basically, good, kind of good. What I got from it was that, first of all, when we talk about, we kind of dissected a little bit about everything isn't about religion, and that is true because it isn't about religion in our lives. Like, religion is something where, like, you do something to earn something.
Like, you're, a practice. Religious yeah. practices.
Yeah, yeah. And where it's like, that's not what, like, we are more
faith-based.
It's a relationship yes. with God. And so, therefore, like, our relationship with God, like, we want to serve at church. We want to go to church. We want to teach our kids about Jesus. Like, yes. we understand, like, what Jesus has done for us. We, that sort of thing. It's, and so, religion and relationship are two different things.
Yes.
And what she was kind of saying, talking about that, is that you do hear people of Christianity or of, like, the faith kind of putting that in the same box. Like, you are not a real Christian or you're whatever. Yes. And making it, like, this religion thing.
Yeah.
And that's what she was kind of saying, is that it's not that.
Right.
Everything that we do, the forefront of it, like, we understand that everything that we have, everything that we do, all of the creative ideas that we have, they are from the Lord. And, like, we don't want to diminish that by that one thing, that people would take that as that. We don't believe that.
Right.
Because we do.
And I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. We needed to make that clear.
Yeah. So I didn't want it to be confusing about where I stand on that.
Right.
Not that it maybe was, but I just wanted to clarify.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you didn't feel good about it.
Yeah, I didn't feel good about it. Not when I said it. Like, when I said it, I knew what I meant. But then watching it back,
yeah.
My concern was that other people might not understand what I meant.
Right.
And I just wanted to, yeah.
Right. And, you know, the person I was talking about this was like, well, you know, do you not edit the episode? And there is a little bit of editing in the episode. But for the most part, it's extremely authentic. And that's kind of what we want it to be. Of course, if there's something out there and that we say it and we're like, that cannot be in the episode.
Yeah.
We would definitely take that out. Like,
gobble that back up. We do have some limits.
We do have a limit.
There are limits.
There are things that we are just not
going to share.
Yeah.
And I think that's true for anyone. There's going to be things that
exactly.
they, like, you're not going to put. I mean, this is not a Facebook post. Like, we're right. not just going to, like.
I'd always kind of said, like, if I wouldn't put it on Facebook, then, like, I'm not going to talk about it on the pod.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to stick to that yeah. as best as possible.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, though, there's a lot of stuff I don't put on Facebook.
I don't put anything on Facebook.
So you might hear about it on the pod.
So you might, but I'm saying I would still post it on Facebook.
Yes.
And because you know what we're talking about. There's things people post on Facebook and you're like, this needed to be a conversation with your therapist.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not a Facebook post.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I didn't share the pod with my therapist. I will.
I can't believe you didn't.
I know. Well, I didn't see her last week. I canceled my therapy appointment last week.
Wow.
But I had to go get my hair done.
I wonder. And, you know, and that's therapy.
It wasn't. Sometimes I think I got more stressed.
Oh, right. That and was honest, a really stressful
it
day.
It was a very stressful day. And then when I got home, I was like, I should have kept my therapy appointment.
Yeah.
I could have been more mentally equipped to handle this day.
Yeah. The hair could have waited.
The hair could have waited. But when I do see Katrina next week, I will.
Your hair's going to be done.
And I'll tell her all about
it. By the way, your hair looks amazing.
Thank you.
Flawless and gorgeous.
Shout out to Olivia.
Yeah. We're staying blonde.
Yeah. Well, you know.
We're getting lighter towards the summer months.
Well, yeah. And I'm not going to see her for a while. So.
Right.
Just having a baby.
Right.
Yeah. That was episode one at a glance. And we thank you.
Thank you so much.
For your viewership.
Yeah. Share.
Like.
Subscribe.
Rate.
Review.
Comment.
Give us a thumbs up.
Follow us on
Instagram.
Twitter. Do we have a Twitter?
We don't.
Don't follow us on Twitter, actually.
We do not have Twitter. Ooh.
YouTube?
TikTok? Did you ever say TikTok?
I didn't say TikTok. I said Twitter, but I meant TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Twitter. Twitter's the devil.
And by the way, I have a bone to pick because if you are a family and you are not listening, following, or viewing, you cannot be managed. This is not going to work. Like,
it tracks, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. Well, they say that your biggest supporters are going to be people outside of your family.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Wow. Okay, full transparency. We just had to stop filming.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Because Noah woke up from her nap, and this whole podcast kind of hinges on Noah's nap. And so if there's
a nap podcast.
Yeah, if there is no nap, then there is no podcast. So shout out to Em, because we just called her up. Like, we gotta drop the kids off. And she said, okay.
Yeah.
And she just mopped her floors.
So the rest of this podcast is sponsored by Emily.
Yeah.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily, so much for sponsoring episode 2 for us. Let's get back into it.
Okay, so weekend recap.
We're moving on to weekend recap.
From our
episode 1 at a glance. Yes.
Okay. What did you do this weekend?
Okay.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Your weekend.
That's my weekend. I kind of really did it to myself because I had, so if you don't know, I'm a photographer. Yeah. I guess we kind of,
shout out Brian Creative.
We kind of talk about things as if everyone already knows
who
we are.
Yeah.
Like, we've never actually given an intro about us.
No.
We're like, who cares?
Jake did say we needed an intro.
Like, no one knows. Like, obviously, we kind of alluded that we have husbands.
We have husbands.
I think we have husbands, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have kids and stuff like that. Yeah. And so, but we never really, like, talk about those things.
Like, this is who we are. This is what we
do. Yeah. So, I have, like, a whole another, like, career path that I'm, that I do. Brian Creative Co. I'm a photographer.
Shout out. Follow on Facebook, Instagram.
We're finally, like, arising out of slow season. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just all at one time was like, let's just do everything at one time. So our church had several services for Easter.
So many services.
Yeah. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I had committed to serving Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. But I also had already committed to doing minis on Saturday. So I shot 9 sessions. On Saturday, and then went to church. On Friday, I had a session. I went to Charlotte, and then went to church.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that was kind of like, blah? Did I do that to myself? Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do both.
Yeah.
Like, all the things.
Yeah.
So,
get you a girl that can do both.
Get you a girl that can do both. It's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Sunday, we just went to church.
Yeah.
And, you know, Easter.
Family.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Monday was mom's birthday.
Yes.
It just kind of felt like,
it was a lot.
Yeah. And then I felt awful that I completely forgot that Tate's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the worst.
You're not the worst.
Well, I forgot it was Tate's birthday. And then I'm like, damn, I need to drop my kids off.
I mean, it's not like, but it's like, your child's birthday.
No, I know. But like, it just felt like that was not right of me to not realize that was his birthday. I was thinking it was like Friday. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I saw, I don't know if it was like a TikTok or like a reel or something like that. I saw the other day, and it was a mom, and she was like, me calling my mother-in-law and apologizing for not bringing anything to Easter while stressing about, did I get the kids enough for Easter, and thinking about all the things we're doing this weekend. Meanwhile, my husband just asked me what our plans are today because he forgot it was Easter.
Yeah.
And that's, it made me think of that because it's like, it's not, that's not your cross to carry.
No, and she was, I mean, she's like, fine. It's fine. It's literally fine. And I'm like, okay, it just feels rude.
You can't do it all. We can't do it all. Honestly, not being an active participant in Facebook anymore, I never know when anybody's birthday is.
Well, so I've always been really bad about the Facebook birthday things. Like,
no, I don't wish. I mean, I'm not like, I did.
Like, I'm so, listen,
happy birthday.
If it's your birthday, happy birthday. But like on Facebook, this has been years now that I just like, I'm not thinking about whose birthday it is on Facebook.
Well, if I don't see that it's your birthday on Facebook, I don't know that it's your birthday.
But also, like, if I do see it's your birthday, I probably also didn't wish you happy birthday on Facebook.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm talking about, like, my friends' birthdays.
Oh, right.
I'm talking about...
Yeah.
People, like, I have your phone number and it's
your
birthday.
Yeah, like, we're actually friends.
Facebook is, in fact, reminding me that it's your birthday. And yeah. And I'm like, oh, crap, let me text them or, like, call them.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not, like, on Facebook. I mean, occasionally.
Whose birthday is it today?
No! Oh, my gosh. I had PTSD from that, in all honesty, because that is so deep in, like, MLM culture. I really do have PTSD from that, because it's, like, that was a thing. If you have never been a part of an MLM, and I have too. I'm going to just, like, throw back the curtain really quick on that. Just shortly, because that's a thing. They're like, every day, don't forget your birthdays. This is every day.
I think you're drooling.
Am I drooling? I just got so intense, I started drooling. Sorry.
Anyways. It's a thing.
Okay. No, literally every day on their, like, meetings. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Honestly, saying this feels like a crime.
Don't say it.
I'm gonna say it.
You're saying it. Okay.
Every day on their, like, morning meetings, they're like, don't forget your birthdays. And when they say that, they mean to go to your friends list to people who have birthdays that day and wish everybody that is their birthday that day a happy birthday, because that gives you an in into their, like, DMs. Because you don't like cold message people, but like if you are telling them happy birthday and then they respond, then you have an in to, like, message them about your product. Did you not know that?
I mean, I was really bad at MLM.
I was really good at it.
Yeah, you did. You throw.
Not to mention new names. But anyway, that. So, yeah.
Which, by the way, you still use those products.
I do.
So, clearly, the products.
It's not about the product. It's,
you love the product. You still use the product. It was like the culture of the whole thing. The MLM culture. It's a cult.
It is. But you know what? Like, I have friends that do that and do other ones and don't, and it doesn't seem culty.
Yeah.
But I will fully say, and again, this feels like a crime. I've never spoke about this publicly. But I will say that the MLM, and I won't name names, but the MLM that I was a part of truly did feel like a cult.
Yeah.
And I was in it. I was a part of the cult. And I, like, led other people. But you don't realize you're in a cult until you realize you're in a cult.
Until you're out of the cult.
Until you're out of the cult.
And then everyone forgets your number.
Yeah, no offense to anyone who's in that cult.
Like, you think that you have, like, best friends.
Yeah, like, you think we have friends and we're all going to get a tattoo together.
And you do.
And you do. And you did.
No regrets.
No regrets. No regrets. But it was a cult.
And you have a tattoo to prove it.
And I have a tattoo to prove it. Anyway.
And if you don't have a tattoo to prove it, did it actually happen?
Were you a part of a cult if you didn't get a tattoo?
No.
No. So anyway, it sounds like you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was good. But now I Monday woke up. I keep messing with my hair. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I woke up like this.
Yes, yeah, stuffy. Like but that. We all are. We all are. The pollen is pollen.
And I didn't realize. Are we supposed to be checking our expiration dates on our medicines?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I haven't been.
I mean, I think it's okay if you, like, go past it.
I mean, I was also raised in Tina and Darren's household, so, like, I get it. But, like, I was taking all kinds of allergy medicines. Yeah. I was taking everything.
And none of it was working.
And nothing was working. Nothing was working.
Because it was out of date.
Yep.
Was it from 2017?
Okay. I'm embarrassed to say. One was from last year.
Okay, that's not bad.
One was March of last year.
Okay.
The other one, 2020.
Wow.
And I'm like, why?
The pollen was really intense.
I'm like, why is this medicine not working? It's not working. So then, also another thing back to Tate's birthday, I text Emily. Don't even recognize Tate's birthday. I text Emily calling for help. I'm just a friend that's always calling for help from Emily.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, do you have any allergy medicine at your house? And she said, yeah, I'll bring some by. And she brought me some by. And I still didn't wish Tate a happy birthday.
I opened up a brand new thing of allergy medicine for Kinley today. And I didn't check the date. I need to check it when I get home.
Check it.
It was brand new, though. I think I've recently bought it.
Yeah. Well, I was like,
I stay recently buying.
By the way, on Benadryl, it literally says the expiration date on the back of the thing when you go to open the tab.
Oh, and that's your fault.
And I just looked right past it and was like, but you know when you don't feel good, you kind of look right past that stuff. You just are like, how quick can I get this?
I mean, I've definitely taken into my system medicine, like, because I just needed some medicine and everything else. But it's probably fine.
And the medicine didn't work. I want you to know. If you think it did, it was a placebo effect.
Okay.
Well, it was all in your mind.
It was Mucinex.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't recall if it worked or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while. But,
yeah.
No, we stay having Zyrtec because, like, Bentley has really bad allergies. And Izzy, my mom and dad's dog, is constantly eating the bottles of Zyrtec. Like, she gets a hold of the whole bottle.
And, like, what's bizarre is, like, does she specifically know, like, this is Zyrtec and this is my stuff?
It's always Zyrtec.
Like,
It's always Zyrtec.
I live for Zyrtec.
It's always Zyrtec. It's always
weird.
Zyrtec.
That's so weird because, like, bottles look the same.
Can dogs see green?
Question mark.
Anyway, moving on. I do say about Zyrtec.
One more note from episode one.
Okay.
Something that I didn't realize that I do all the time. When you say period, I say exclamation points. And is that merch?
Period, exclamation point, yeah. Okay. About exclamation point, I need to know who's teaching these kids at school. Because yesterday I said exclamation point and Bentley said, which one's an exclamation point? He's in sixth grade.
Stop.
Who's teaching these kids?
And he has a phone, right?
He has a phone. He uses exclamation points, maybe.
Surely.
He said, is that the one that's like this or like this?
Stop.
I'm done. And then we wonder. I won't say where he goes to school, but.
How is anyone going to know what you're feeling without an exclamation point?
I don't think 11-year-old boys
have feelings.
Yeah. Except for he has been telling his little girlfriend he loves her. And that's another conversation.
Really?
But no exclamation point.
Like L-U-V or
no,
L-O-V-E?
No, like L-O-V-E.
Wow.
Yeah.
The same girlfriend?
Yeah.
I haven't met her yet.
I haven't met her yet either.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is not love then.
They're 11. Where am I going to see her?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen her at school events.
Yeah.
But I've never been like, what's up?
She's not coming to the travel basketball games.
No, he's so embarrassed of me too.
Oh,
because
that's
I'm like,
so weird.
Because I'm me. Like, his mom's more like, hey. And I'm more like, hey.
Right. Like the person that said the thing about the overly.
Yeah. And
enthusiastic.
Like, and also he is convinced that I'm going to be like, embarrassing, but I don't think he really realizes how cool I am.
He doesn't know.
Like yesterday, I had my little onesie on at the Carowinds.
Yeah, you did,
and it was snatched.
Yes,
he does.
Yeah,
and I was just feeling so good about onesie, and he legit was like, "What are you wearing?"
Stop.
And I'm like, "Listen, I don't identify
what,
as a millennial.
What are you wearing?" Question mark.
Look cute, actually, but. Like, I don't identify as a millennial.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do. But, like, I'm on trend.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I try to be on trend. I try to, like, stay up with the times as much as clinically possible.
Yeah.
And I was just feeling so cute. And I know it's, like, one of those times when I know other people are looking at me like, oh, she looks cute.
She's working it.
Like, look at her pushing with those three kids looking so snatched in her onesie and her Nikes.
Yes.
But he was like, you're embarrassing.
He doesn't know.
And that's the kind of embarrassing I want to be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If this is embarrassing, I want to be it.
Exclamation point. Question mark. Yeah. If this is embarrassing, I accept it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was that. We went to Carowinds, by the way.
She went to Carowinds.
Yesterday. And I have notes.
I was asked to go.
I did ask her. She was invited. She didn't go.
No. I'm like.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Respectfully. And honestly.
It's for the best.
It was for the best.
You know that it is.
No, honestly, Kinley made it like two rides and was like, all right, I'm ready to go home. And I was like, no.
We just got here.
No, we literally just got there. We hadn't been there an hour.
Yeah.
So we did the best thing we could do. We rented a stroller. And that was, and
I should have gone. I wonder where the stroller came from.
Yeah. You can rent on there. And that was,
yeah.
She got in that stroller. She got her an icy and a snack. And she honestly didn't even ride that many more rides. Like, she liked the rides, but she
rode the stroller.
She was just there. And yeah, I have notes about Carowinds. First note, hang on.
I have not been to Carowinds in a really long time. And for me, I want to go to Carowinds.
No, yeah.
Not with my kids.
Okay, and I have notes about
I would like to book a babysitter and go to Carowinds.
Okay, but maybe you don't, and that's one of my notes that I
have. Okay, tell me.
So, I hadn't been to Carowinds since, like, it's probably been 3 years. We took Bentley and Adeline, but it's been a couple years.
So, it's probably been, like, 10 years for me.
Okay, well, before that, it had been, like, many years. But, yeah. Like, we went, like, 3 years ago. And let me say this. Even from 3 years ago, I don't know. Jake said it's a getting older thing. I don't want to ride roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I did.
Yeah.
I got on that first roller coaster and I was so excited. I'm like, yay, so fun, yay. And I don't know if it's a trauma response now. Like, I have so much adrenaline and my cortisol's already so high.
Yeah.
That just isn't doing it for me. But, like, I don't even get the tummy drop anymore. Like, I just get a headache. And Jake said that he thinks it's, like, us just us getting older.
Yeah. Well, I remember, like, Mom never would, like, because she would always get sick.
Yeah.
And I actually really do get motion sickness now.
No, yeah. I felt nauseous. I instantly from the first roller coaster got a headache. I rode three roller coasters and I was like, I'm done. And which was really unfortunate because another note I had, fast passes. Have you ever had a fast pass?
Well, by the way, I haven't been there in a very long time.
Okay, so I've never had a fast pass because you know why? They're $90.
Yeah.
A piece. There's five of us.
Yeah. Okay.
We've never done that. Even individually, like, I've never done that. And, you know, you just see them walking by. You're in the three-hour line, and these fast pass people are just walking by, and you're like,
I hate you.
What do y'all do for a living?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But I was kind of thinking that it wasn't going to be that crowded yesterday. I don't know why I thought that, because they just opened up, and it was, like, spring break. I don't know why, but we got there, and I was like, oh, no. No. And so I told Jake, I was like, should we get the fast passes? And we did, and it was the best money we could have spent, because the lines were so long, and you could just walk up and immediately get on the ride.
Wow.
With a fast pass. So 10 out of 10 recommend, if you can't go to Carowinds without a fast pass, don't go.
Okay.
Because it really was. Like, we would have been, they would have ridden two rides the whole day.
Or go when it's, like, not a busy day.
Yeah, but, like, when is that?
I don't know.
Me either. The last time
spring break, I'm sure, is more busy.
Yeah, because, like, kids are at school. There was so many teeny boppers there, like, teeny bopping around.
Yeah.
Which is another note I had is, like, I saw some teeny boppers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you wearing?
Were they with their parents?
No.
They're just by themselves.
They're just by themselves. Naked.
I have notes about that. We can come back to that in a minute.
Okay, and then the next thing, more concerning note, is the kids, like young kids who are with parents because they're young. I'm talking ages like five to ten.
Okay.
Wearing little crop tops. I saw a little girl probably 6 years old. She wouldn't even run rides. She was on the iPad with nothing but a bra on and like a skirt. She had to be like 6 years old. I saw a little girl that was probably Kinley's age, which she's four.
You're getting very Southern right now.
Okay. It's okay.
It's giving Facebook.
I'm for real, though.
No, I know.
She had on a little crop top and a little fake belly button ring.
Stop.
She was probably 5 years old.
a fake belly button ring? Yes.
I hope it was fake. I'm assuming it was fake. I hate to be a Karen. I hate to do it, but I was like,
no.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely freaking not. And then Kelly sent over here with her jean shorts with a rainbow top. I just hit my thing. With her rainbow shirt, just like being 4 years old.
As you should.
As you should. I'm talking. It was.
Who is good. Wearing a fake belly ring?
This little girl at Carowinds. And I'm not here to judge, but I was judging that mama. I was. I did do it. I did. I couldn't help it. Because, like, absolutely not. It was shocking. And, okay, last note about Carowinds.
I'm in shock. I don't know if I'm going to get over that.
No, I know. It was wild. Like, I was sitting there, and I was just like,
mm-mm.
Couldn't be me. Next note about Carowinds. Is, okay, so we were sitting at this roller coaster, so we were kind of taking turns. Jake would, like, ride with the big kids, and I would wait, and then we'd, like, swap.
Yeah.
So, me and Kinley were sitting there waiting, and there was, like, Kinley brought me over, we were sitting at, like, the exit of this roller coaster, and Kinley brought me over, like, a debit card she found on the ground.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, here's Daddy's debit card. It wasn't, but I looked at it, and it was, like, a Visa, but it was one of those ones that, like, I don't know if it's, like, a prepaid thing or whatever, but it didn't have a name on it.
Okay.
And I was like, I didn't know. If it would have had a name, I probably would have taken it to bank, but I didn't really know. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. It was just on the ground. I don't know. So I was like, just leave it there. Like, I don't know. Maybe they'll come back and get it.
That's none of our business.
No, that's quite literally none of my business.
Like, pretend it's not there. Walk away.
And again, I was like, it didn't have a name.
So yeah.
I took it to the thing.
They're going
to
be like.
It doesn't have a name on it.
It's none of our business either.
So I just didn't really know what to do. So they got off and like. Kinley had said something else about it. I was like, just leave it there because I didn't really, whatever, judge me. So, and I didn't think anything else about it, okay?
Yeah.
Well, then we were like on the other side of the park and there was another card laying in like a similar spot in a different location, the same exact
thing. This is what's going to give me anxiety.
Yeah. It was the same exact thing.
This is what you were going to tell me that was going to give me anxiety. Okay.
It was a Visa card, same thing, same exact thing.
No name.
No name, sitting by another, like, area in the park.
Interesting.
Completely opposite. And I was like.
Interesting.
Jake saw it, and Jake was like, there is a sex trafficker in the Carowinds right now.
Yeah, just dropping Visas.
GTG got to go.
Yeah.
And.
Just dropping Visas around.
It was giving, like. It was giving.
Yeah.
I don't know what the, like, theory was or, like, what that, like, you know, like, how it pertained, but it definitely was giving not good.
What if you're a parent and you're not, I don't know, like, if you're, okay, my first thought is, like, if you're a parent and you're not, like, right on top of your child and your child, like, walks away to pick this up off the ground and you're not right there with them. And then somebody's watching, and then they come up and say, oh, that's mine.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Or maybe it's, like, has a tracker thing. Because it did have, like, a chip, like a Visa, like a debit card would. I don't know. Either way.
That is weird and so suspicious.
No, and the kids think we're so, like, overprotective. Because we, worry about stuff like that.
Wild out there in this world.
No, Bentley says that we are, like, way overprotective and we, like, worry too much. But then next thing you know, Jake's giving a full lecture about sex trafficking to our kids. I mean, which we've had that conversation with them before about, you know, being careful. Anyway, and they just think we're crazy. But, like, Jake was not okay for the rest of the trip. He was like, I'm ready to leave.
Right? No, and I mean... Carowinds, like, is a place that can happen. It's literally all kids.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my
prime location for freaks.
Yeah. So if you're going to Carowinds and you see the Visa debit card,
just pretend
on the ground,
like you didn't see it. Walk away.
Just walk away. Also, put some shirts on your little girls. And I hate to be that girl, but just do it. Like, don't let them wear fake belly button rings.
It's so much less for me about the crop top. And more about the belly ring.
It was the crop top got my
because
attention.
Here's the problem too.
Yeah.
Is that like, why is everything a crop top? At all ages. not just the kids, it's the kids, it's our age. It's what are we supposed to be wearing? Because here's the thing, let's say, for example, and I know you're not going to go there to TJ Maxx, but like if you go to TJ Maxx, and you know how there's like two different sections?
Yeah,
there's kind of like there's like the grown women section,
like mature, the mature women.
Yeah, where honestly, that's probably more where I need to be shopping, because if you go to the other side, it's somewhere in between.
Child,
a 12-year-old, like there's no.
Yeah, there's no middle, like.
But like, I feel like
middle age.
No, but there's just nothing that's like
30-year-old section.
Yeah,
I would say 30.
I don't want to dress like super old, which I know is like kind of on trends.
I think it's all like what stage of life are you in? Because I want to like put a number on it, but I really can't because there's some 30-year-olds who are single. Still partying, bus club, another whatever.
Yeah.
And they, like, dress a little different.
And that's fine.
Like, we might. They don't have kids.
Yeah.
They're just, like, doing whatever. And then, but, like, me, as a 24-year-old, had three kids driving a minivan. And I dressed a little bit different.
Yeah.
But then, now, as a 20, how old am I?
You're 28.
I'm 28.
Going on 29.
I'm almost 29. But now, as a 28-year-old, was wearing my cute little onesie, which I didn't think was, like...
Yeah, and then at the same time, like, at the same time, I'm 32.
Yeah.
And I just kind of wear my onesie on, like, a regular basis. Like, I just kind of wear my onesie just to wear my onesie.
No, and you know what? I will more often.
Yeah.
But, like, that was my first time really, like... breaking but out.
I guess
weight loss.
And part of it too, I think too, going back to like the season of life you're in, obviously like more often than not, I'm just like an athletic wear in general.
Yes.
And so like I think kind of like the short onesie thing is like makes you feel like a dressier version of
like
athletic
set.
Wear. Yeah. But for the most part, like I'm just walking around in like leggings or now I guess I'll be bringing out the biker shorts. Or yesterday I was wearing like Nike. They're actually from you. Like they're probably like a million years old.
Like dry fit.
Yeah, just regular shorts. My nose is running so much, but
it's okay.
I'm so sorry about that, everyone out there. Like, oh my gosh, Jess. Nobody cares. So then, whenever it comes to like, for example, okay, like for church. I kind of have, like, a specific several things that I'm, like, wearing to church. And I almost always wear a onesie, like a bodysuit.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the worship team and, like, I want to be able to, like, you know.
Worship.
Yeah, freely.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about the shirts are so short.
They're so short. Yeah. No, I know. No, I know.
So, I don't know what to wear. I don't know what to wear, and I want to be cute, and I want to be on trends. I'm not trying to walk around here looking like a hoe.
No.
And...
it's hard.
But, like, I don't know. It's hard out
but
there.
But you want to be on trend, but you don't want to look like...
I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard.
You don't want to look like a try-hard. You don't want to... But also, like... You know, for me, a lot of times, I don't want to, like, again, I think it's because my kids are a little bit older. I don't want to, like, embarrass my kids. I think about that when I go places.
Yeah.
And sorry, I mean, the onesie was, it was not embarrassing.
No.
It was just being extra.
You look so good.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to, like, show too much cleavage or, like, have my butt hanging out.
Yeah.
Or, like, whatever, because I don't want to be embarrassing, like, not that they're, like, I don't even know.
And also, that's just uncomfortable to you anyways.
That's just not my vibe. Like, I'm
you're going to want to be comfortable.
I personally am very conservative in the way that I dress, because that's just what, that's just who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm wearing a one-piece bathing suit. I'm covering, I don't want my, like, cleave showing. Like, it's just not comfortable to me.
Yeah, you're doing, like, a lot of this.
I don't know what to do. I don't want this, like, you know, I don't want my belly out. I don't want anything out. I actually want to be fully covered.
Yeah.
But, like, also be on trend. And yeah. Being fully covered in 2024 is not on trend.
No. And you can't find it out there.
So, yeah, I don't know what to wear either. I'm not the girl.
Yeah. Where are you guys shopping?
Yeah. Drop
and
a comment.
Also, like, are you looking cute, though? You know? Like.
Yeah.
You know, we need advice.
I don't know.
From the right person.
Honestly, like, which I wear a lot of, like, athletic wear and stuff, too. So, like, but if you said to me, Annabeth, we're going anywhere. We're going out to, like, a nice dinner.
Heck, if we were going up to the Olive Garden, I wouldn't know what to wear.
I wouldn't know what to wear either.
I mean.
No.
Seriously. No. I'm like, I don't.
Also, it's
I'm
like,
so lost.
How do you dress? Okay, this is another thing. How do you dress nice? Or, like, how do you put together a nice outfit that still is conservative, that's not giving, like,
well, also,
millennial? Or, like, I don't know what to say. Not millennial. That's not what I meant. Like. Basic white girl, millennial, farmhouse. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, then the other thing is, like,
that's
going back
style.
To, like, well, also, it's like, how do we, like, embrace our personal style?
Yes. Okay, because some people, that is their personal style.
Because, yes, and that's fine.
Yes.
And, like, they, and I think when it is your personal style, it's, you're working it.
Yes, and like
you are working it.
I feel like, you know? For example, what I wore on Easter, because I wanted to look cute, I feel like that was giving farmhouse millennial, farmhouse chic.
You looked cute, but I was like,
it was cute. It was a cute outfit.
She was so cute, but I when I saw
it
her
style.
When I opened the door to the minivan, I thought, what are you wearing?
No, I know.
No, but at the same time, I was like, you look so cute, but I also thought, what are you wearing? You
it
know?
Was a cute outfit. I bought it at Buckle last year when we went on the cruise because I didn't know what to wear.
Yeah.
I was having this thing. And so, like, people picked that out for me. And I thought, this is
cute. Right.
But it wasn't necessarily, like, my personal style.
Yeah.
But then when I went to go put on.
Also, in those situations, like, how do you tell them it's not your personal style? Like, they're picking up that this will look so good on you. And then you try it on and you're like, it's cute. No, it's cute. And this is my color. Like, that top is your
it
color.
It is my color.
But, like, how do you... It's so hard to tell them, like, I hate it.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wore it.
You look great in it.
No, it was a good... It was a really cute outfit. It just really definitely wasn't my personal style. But, like, for Easter, like, I didn't really have anything else to wear. And also, I'm in this weird situation of, like,
mm-hmm.
things that I would wear that would be my style. Like, I was putting for spring, like, because we're in a new season now.
Right. That's
I
yeah.
was putting it on and it wasn't fitting me. Like, right.
You're so skinny.
Humble brag.
Like, you are so skinny.
Humble
you look
brag
so good.
None of my clothes fit. And because, you know.
She looks so good. She's really, what is the word? You're blossoming.
Thanks.
Into spring.
I am. And so I put on some clothes that I would have worn and
they didn't fit.
They didn't. They just didn't fit.
Yeah.
Or they fit, but they just didn't fit right.
Yeah.
Like they should have fit. And I didn't feel confident in that. And so I wore that. And anyway, the long story around here is I don't even know what my style is really. I mean, this is like, what I have on right now is my style, but like, I don't know what you would label it as. I don't know what you would
well,
label
Well, and
as.
How do you take, like, this and, like, dress it up?
Yes. Like, because my style is very, very
casual.
Very casual. Like,
mm-hmm.
and that's just what I feel good in.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you, like, dress that up for Easter or for whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not that, like.
I really liked what I wore for Easter.
You looked really cute.
And yeah. honestly, I was like, I didn't think I thought I had nothing to wear.
You looked really cute.
And then I got home and I was like, I think I have something to wear. Which, what? I should say, everything that I couldn't wear last year because I had just had a baby, I kept a lot of those clothes. I got rid of a bunch of stuff because if you just had a baby, I feel like you go through the season where you're like, I'm never going to be able to fit into these clothes again.
Yeah.
So I got rid of a ton of clothes.
Which also for me, that was true because I will say Like, before, I was like, and I know sizes are so wonky, but I was like a much smaller size, and I don't think I'll ever be that size again. For the fact of, like,
prior to having a baby.
Prior to having a baby. Because my hips.
Everything changes.
My hips. Like, even though I am a lower weight now than before I had Kinley, I'm a bigger size. Because my hips never. Some people do.
And also, by the way.
Some people's hips.
Our jeans are getting lower.
Yeah.
And
not
as
me.
As our jeans are getting lower. Well, just in general, they're making them that way. So then it's like everything's hitting differently. Yeah. Where before, we were like wearing them all the way up to here.
You are
so like,
literally wearing them to your titties. They're like, and I don't want to go back to that.
And so, like, that's the smallest part of your waist.
Yeah. I want to go back to that.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, I'm halfway there.
But the pants that I wore on Easter, I had kept.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wear them all last year.
Yeah.
And then now they fit again.
Wow.
Good and I put on shorts.
Just in time for summer.
I know. I put on shorts.
Yeah.
And those shorts I thought I was never going to wear again. Do you know where I wore those shorts to? Hmm. Morgan Wallen.
Wow.
And I thought I would never wear them again. And they did fit.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I haven't tried any of my shorts on from last year. And I haven't kept, like, I used to be the one that would keep, like, all sizes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I decided I was never going to be skinny again, so I just threw them all out.
But look at her glow. She's so skinny.
I wouldn't say I'm so skinny.
Annabeth!
I'm skinnier than I was. Not that you need to be skinny.
No.
But I had put on a significant amount of depression weight, and that's okay, too. She needed some extra insulation to keep her feelings in. But now, she's going to shopping. I need to try my shorts on and see, like, how they do. But, yeah, I just don't know. I don't know
what
to wear either.
The other thing, like, about, you know, like, your weight and stuff is just kind of, like, your overall health.
Yes.
In general. And, like, I think that your weight at the time was also affecting that because that was kind of feeding the depression, which you learned later when you went to that other doctor.
Functional
doctor.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
It all just kind of worked together.
Yeah.
And now look at you. You're just shining from the inside out.
Thanks.
In that onesie.
It really was good.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I thought the picture was amazing.
Oh, the one that Jake sent to mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the group chat.
Of just Jake and mom?
The group chat between just Jake and just mom, yes. But they have their own group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it.
It's okay. We can move past that.
But the moral of the story is, no, nobody knows what to wear. The people at Carowinds.
Somebody knows what to wear. People at Carowinds don't know what they're wearing. But I do see people and
actually,
I'm like,
they did.
You
it was
are
a lot
doing
of Lulus.
A lot of
Lulus. A lot of Lululemon. Which is good. I love Lululemon.
Yeah.
Never
tried it.
Shorts. I don't have any. Do you? I don't. Maybe you do. They're like athletic shorts.
Are they from Lululemon? Because no.
Lululemon sells them, but they have like.
Oh, okay.
A bunch of.
I might have the Walmart brand.
I don't know if Walmart does, but I think you can get them at Target. I don't really know, but they're like shorts, and they have like the what do you call them like. Not Spanx, like tie underneath.
Yeah, like spandex.
Spandex underneath, and then the shorts themselves are like flowy.
Oh, I don't have any of those.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like yeah.
A lot, everybody had those.
I feel like I'm too
very
tall.
Very in, apparently. I think they would
they
be
are
short.
Very in. I feel like they would be so short on me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. That's another thing. We're tall.
Very tall.
And so it doesn't take
tall.
Much to look like you got all your booties hanging out.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a lot. Like a midi from American Eagle, if you know, you know. If you don't,
it's like a short on somebody else.
Or it's like
cutting way higher.
Cutting way higher
on us
when it would be normal length, like a good conservative length on someone else. But
yeah,
to me,
even
like
biker shorts on me, look just like regular spandex.
Yeah,
they're not biker shorts.
Yeah,
like on other people, they're like way down, and that's not my. That doesn't happen for me.
But like also, stores don't know. Like I was telling you, I went to American Eagle, which I bought a lot of stuff from American Eagle, like my jeans and my shorts and like I am American Eagle stan. And you I are. Always will be.
Yeah.
Always will be. Like,
yeah.
I just really, I, you know, anyway. But I went in there, I don't know, it's probably been a month or two ago now. And it was like, they were confused. They were also confused. Like, they were, it was like skirts, like floor-length skirts, but then like midi skirts. But then they were like, had a slit where they were like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then like, apparently skirts are very in.
Yeah.
Okay. And then like.
Where are we wearing skirts to?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess some people would say church.
You wouldn't wear some of these skirts to church.
No.
Where, maybe the long ones.
Where are we wearing them?
The club? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. There's no situation that I could think of right now that I would wear a skirt to. I can't think of one instance.
No.
But, I mean, no offense if you do.
No, wear your skirts.
Wear your skirts. They got them at American Eagle. But, like.
All shapes and sizes.
All shapes and sizes, all lengths. But, like. Then they had, I don't know, it was very, very 90s, but also.
I did wear a skirt to Noah's birthday party for her rodeo themed.
Oh, okay. That was cute.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, there were things, there were like 90s items, but then also like 2000s. And then now we're in like 2024. And I don't know what we're wearing as someone who's already been through those.
Yeah. We lived through that time already.
I really don't know. And I don't know, like, I don't. They're confused. I'm confused. I looked at the lady in the American Eagle and I'm like,
they're confused.
Do you know? Like,
yeah.
You don't know either.
Yeah.
I see what you got on. You don't know what to wear either. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, it's very, and then same with Target. You and a Target. We all know the conspiracy from last spring when it was like, we're all pilgrims now. You know?
Yeah. I haven't been into Target recently. I have seen some like reels and TikToks and stuff of people that do, you know.
Yeah.
Hauls and
stuff. Yeah.
And it seems like there's cute stuff. But the same thing, it kind of goes back to, like, everything's kind of shorts. Like,
yeah.
Shorts or, like, tops or
and
how
also,
do you...
Like clothing and style is so, like, personal to you.
Yeah.
And, like, what you feel comfortable
kind of setting, yeah.
And so, yeah, don't take this as we're, like, yucking someone's yum, because we wouldn't.
No.
Like, I support all... girlies and all their style, like a mom, she has a very different style than me.
Yeah,
I can appreciate when she looks really cute. And
yeah,
like,
she slays down the house.
Yeah, she does slay. She has great style.
Yeah,
but it's different than mine, which is different than yours,
right?
And you know, you go to Carowinds and it's different than everybody's. They have
yeah.
their whole own dress code, apparently, and it's hard out here. It really is.
Yeah.
So that's that.
It'll be okay. We'll figure it out. I definitely need to go shopping, but it's just definitely not in the budget.
Yeah, I'm just so skinny now.
It's not in the budget.
Need to get some pants. Well, I wanted to try on my other pants before I bought new pants. But, like,
yeah.
I had just bought these pants.
Yeah.
I'm just going to continue wearing them, but they're...
Yeah. I know. Wow.
I could fit a dog in there.
You could.
Like a puppy.
A bunny rabbit?
Yeah, I did eat a Big Mac yesterday, though.
Oh, you did? I had a double stack yesterday.
I had a Big Mac. I don't know what. I was so just famished from Carowinds-ing.
Yeah.
And the 5 miles that I walked at Carowinds.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Bentley can't let me have anything. He was like, how many steps did you take? Which also, I had prerequisites.
Yeah.
I had already told him.
Yeah.
I had already told him that I wasn't sure if my stepper was picking up on my steps because I was pushing a stroller.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. We don't know. I don't know the rules of...
We've already kind of said that we don't know the rules.
We don't know the rules.
We didn't make them either.
They don't know the rules. And
yeah.
Nobody knows it. But I was pushing a stroller, so I did say, like, maybe it's not picking
up. Who's the creator of the Apple Watch?
The guy that made Apple? What's his name?
Did he create the Apple Watch, though? That's a whole nother thing.
I don't know. What year did he die? He died, right?
I don't think.
Yes, he did.
The Apple guy?
Yes.
What was his name?
He's been being dead.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what his name is. Oh.
No idea.
It's drawing a blank.
And you know what? We didn't claim to know.
We never claimed to know or have any knowledge of Apple, but I do know he's dead. I think he had cancer.
No idea.
But he might have created it because I know that he had like set up Steve Jobs?
Is that who did Apple? I think it is.
Is that? He did set up like for years.
Everyone that knows is just yelling.
Everyone hates us.
Like, they're so dumb.
It's fine. I think that's what his name is. Steve Jobs.
I think so. Mm-hmm. That feels right.
It feels right.
But I feel like it's... Okay, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
What's wrong? Is everything okay?
Jake said, y'all are going to retire on this episode. We've been having technical difficulties. Technical difficulties. Steve Jobs. He is the former CEO of Apple. He died, oh my gosh, in 2011.
He's been being.
I told you he's been being. But I do know that he had like planned out for the future things, products that would be coming out. He was like a visionary.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he created the Apple Watch or not. Let's Google it.
I feel so bad that I didn't know that it's been that long.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
Well, we really didn't even know who it was. We did, but we didn't.
Okay, no. They came out after he died. Johnny Ive was the Apple design chief, and he became interested in building a watch shortly after Steve Jobs' death in October 2011.
I wonder if Steve was like, no, we're only doing phones and computers.
I don't think so. I think he like...
Well, I guess obviously it started with a computer.
I don't know him. I've never met him and I never will. Well...
And we...
Maybe.
This is becoming very clear that we do not know the history of any of this.
No. Where were we going with that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
And so anyways, Bitly wouldn't let you have anything.
Oh! Because I was like, he was like, how many steps did you do? And it was like, I don't know, 10,000 something, something. And it was like right at 5 miles. And he was like, oh, when I went here with David, David's mom went like 13,000 steps.
Okay.
And I was like, I was pushing the stroller.
Yeah.
Like, surely it wasn't picking up my steps, Bentley.
I wasn't moving my arms.
Anyway.
And we've already discovered that, like, the more you move your arms.
Motion is lotion. I don't even have my watch on today. But, yes, in fact, he tried to take that from me. But also what I wanted to say is what I was telling you about toxic diet culture.
Mm.
You know. Somebody on here knows.
Yeah.
You don't know, but they know. That it's like every day you need to be drinking half your body weight in water and doing at least 10,000 steps every day. I don't know why they're Southern, but they are. And I want to tell you, I did 10,000 steps yesterday, and it was too much. I'm tired. If I did 10,000 steps every day, I would need a whole week to recover.
Yeah. Well, maybe because you're not used to doing that every day, then you could build up to it.
Yeah, but then also, what are you doing to give you 10,000 steps? You're supposed to be exercising.
You're supposed to be walking around. How do you walk that much?
How do you walk that much?
That's a good question.
I want to know.
I don't know the answer to.
Sound off in the comments.
I mean,
do you get that many steps?
Depending on your career path and stuff like that. I mean,
okay.
I know that like Caleb has always said that he's gotten a lot of steps, you know, prior.
Jake doesn't have an Apple Watch, but he was like, I bet I do that many steps.
I don't know how many he averages now. I should ask. I can find out.
We'll find out.
Oh, my gosh. He used to be so annoying.
I want to know how many.
About his steps.
You know what? Jake's not going to watch this. I'm going to, like, fast forward through this part if he watches this episode.
Yeah.
And.
Does he watch the episodes?
We watched it together last time. Okay. For the first one. So, I'm going to get him an Apple Watch or, like, let him wear mine. Probably I'm going to get him one.
Okay.
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 Or like something like that. I'm going to get him one. Because mm-hmm. he's been saying he wanted one anyway. So I'm going to be like, here's a gift for you from me.
I don't know what Caleb has. His isn't an Apple Watch, but it counts steps.
Yeah. I'm going to get him something like that and let him wear it to work. And then like.
Because the thing is, I wouldn't. It would be scary to have an Apple Watch out there.
Yeah, because, you know.
So much yuck and dirt and stuff.
You're right.
But maybe something similar.
Something similar. I'm going to get it for him. And then I'm going to, like, discreetly check his steps.
He's going to tell you his steps. He's going to be checking his steps.
Okay, well, then.
Do you not trust that he's going to tell you the right amount of steps?
No.
Okay.
I want to know how many steps he's actually taking.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get him one.
I don't know what my average is, but it's not very good.
Well, you know, on average, I'm not wearing that Apple Watch every day.
Honestly, either. Like, on days that I'm hitting, like, probably close to, like, 6,000, I'm worn out.
But that goes back to, like, okay, these fit people who were like, you should be doing the secret to fitness is half your weight in water, in ounces, blah, 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 blah.
That was freaky. My windows are open in my room. I know. It's okay.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
If you didn't hear, the door just slammed.
So Jesse's house is haunted.
And we're the only ones here. No, my windows are open in there.
Okay.
I forgot to close them.
That was scary. Anyway. Yeah. And then... I wanna know, and if you are one of those people that do 10,000 steps a day, what are you doing to get those steps in?
Mm-hmm.
Are we marching in place? Are we going on walks? Because technically, I mean, I guess, okay, it was 5 miles. So if I went on a 5 mile walk,
I'm not going on a 5 mile.
That would take me all day.
Yeah, no. I mean, I will go around the neighborhood.
How much is that?
I think that you have to go 2 full times for a mile.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Oh my gosh.
It's not bad at all.
No.
So I'll do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But now a lot of times I'll get halfway and then I'll stop at Emily's.
Yeah, drink some wine. Keep going. Wine, coffee, depending on the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly coffee because it's usually during the day.
Some man trying to mansplain to me the other day women drinking wine.
Who?
I don't remember now.
I wish I was there.
But I was like, I don't drink wine. Like a wine drinking women culture.
Okay. And then?
I don't even remember what was said. But I was just like, they were just like, oh yeah, a lot of women, you know, do that. Drink mm-hmm. wine. Because I just made it. I don't even know why I was having this conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, just about how I don't drink wine.
Uh-huh.
And on, I think that they were essentially just like, oh, don't all women drink wine? And I'm like, have you ever met a woman?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then, like, are you trying to say that I'm not a woman?
I identify as a woman.
Like, was he trying to take your femininity?
Because I don't drink wine.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Maybe. I do.
Me too.
I also identify as a woman who doesn't drink wine.
Yeah.
I don't like wine.
But that's fine.
Yeah. I think so.
No one cares except for that guy.
No, well, I think. Yeah, you're right.
A little water. Really? I just slurp it down. I can't even drink it now.
Parch. Okay.
Okay.
So that was the tea, and we hope it was sweet for you. If you're watching this on YouTube, give us a big thumbs up and comment and share and put it in your group chat.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then you can listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and mm-hmm. also rate and review. And is that the same word? Share?
No, you can rate and also leave a review.
Oh, yeah. Rate, also comment.
Also comment. Subscribe. Also share.
And follow it.
Yeah. If you're not following, what are you doing?
Because then you won't know when we upload a new episode. And then you'll have to put it in the search. And it's a lot of admin. And we don't want you to do that. So just go ahead and follow it. Even if you don't watch it, follow it. Because
even if you don't like us.
Is it going to hurt you?
No, it's not.
So that's that.
What is our,
this is the teapot.
Yes. Yes. So on Instagram and TikTok.
At this is the teapod.
Yes.
And then on YouTube, the tea. Is it the same?
Yep. The tea.
The tea with mm-hmm. Annabeth and Jess. Mm-hmm. And I'm Annabeth.
And I'm Jess.
And that's been the tea.
Yay.
So see? Have a good week.
Yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.